Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Justin and Bruce James good hanging morning. Out. We've already tried some apple cider vinegar today, yeah. Matt. We drank it straight.
Yeah, neat.
It's powerful.
Y'all put the hair on your chest.
It is. You know, everybody's
or take it off.
Or take it off. Yeah, you know, everybody's Justin's Texas now. You're supposed to water it down. You take it with something. Yeah. Well, we listen. That's not what a man does, do they, Roger?
The mushrooms you're supposed to eat.
couple things. By the way, I love somebody said, love the fact that Justin just mentioned the old rugged cross.
How about that?
See, Justin, that's all it takes. Right? If you mention that you're going to see the old rugged cross.
Throw that in there.
That wasn't Chris, was it?
It wasn't Chris. Wow. That's right.
My man.
Very good.
Don't you give him any power, Justin.
All right, Matt, I'm gonna ask you and Bruce the same question. So, listener wants to know, what does Bruce and Matt think our win-loss record will be for the remainder of the season with four games to go? I'll start with Matt. What do you think? Liberty, LSU, Ole Miss, and Missouri. If you had to guess right now, the win-loss record.
Well, I think me and Bruce both had us 7-5 or 8-4. I think we had the same. We picked them the same record. Man, it's our defense. It's if we're going to play four quarters, if not, we're not going to beat LSU. We're not going to beat Ole Miss. We're going to have to stop both those teams from scoring 40 on us. I just don't see it right now. Our offense can move the ball, but we got to score points. Missouri's just, man, that's just so far away. We could go 1-3 very easily.
Oh, wow. Wow.
We could also win. We're talented enough to win them. We just hadn't done anything for me to think that we're going to beat LSU.
I like it.
He's gone. He went from one side to the other. Bruce, yeah. What do you say?
No, I mean,
I got us going 2-2.
Okay, 2-2.
I wouldn't be surprised with 2-2, but, you know, a quarterback that can run like Matt is going to eat us alive. LSU's got one. Ole Miss has got one.
Okay, so you're not optimistic.
So I'm not optimistic after we made Robbie what's-his-face an all-world third-team quarterback.
Ashford, what Auburn people said.
Robbie who?
Now, I'll tell you one thing. That was a good – I mean, he's 6'3", 215. He was impressive.
He reminded me of Malik a little bit.
Yeah,
he was quick, man.
Yeah, he was.
Boy, he was fast.
So you're saying –
if we don't –
either 1-3 or 2-2?
If we don't – he's correct. We're dead on an agreement. Ole Miss will beat you and LSU will beat you if something doesn't happen defensively.
All right. JM, what do you think these last four? How are you leaning?
LSU looks pretty good.
Hey, our defense is playing better, though. Don't you think so?
Well, Bruce was not happy with the breakdown of film against Auburn. Although Justin, I mean, on the surface, it looked like we did play better at times. Third quarter, at least that one quarter for sure. That was it.
Yeah, but we played a pretty bad offensive team.
That is true.
To your original question, LSU looks really good to me. They look much improved from what they were early in the season. And their receivers kind of scare me. And I think that quarterback's playing better. So I've got that as a loss right now.
Okay.
Ole Miss doesn't scare me as much because they don't throw the football very well at all. That kid can run to Bruce's point.
No, but you're right about them not throwing the ball well.
I think obviously they're going to lean on the run, and I feel like we're okay. I don't think we're good or great, but I think we're okay at stopping the run. So I'm more confident against Ole Miss than I am LSU, and Missouri doesn't impress me at all. I know they've played in some close games, and they just beat South Carolina, but South Carolina's bad.
So you're going three and one.
I would say 2-2 or 3-1.
Raj, what do you say?
Boys, I'm gonna put it to you like this. I can see him going undefeated or losing all four of them a chance of winning 3-1.
So 3-1 is what you're really.
Or 2-2.
That being said,
maybe it's the homer in me. I'm like you. I feel pretty good about a 3-1. I definitely think we're the better team than Liberty. We should beat them. I think we're the better team than Missouri. We should beat them. So that's two right there.
Yeah. And I think you split one.
I think so too. That's sort of the way I look at it. I think we can split one of those two. I will tell you, at times LSU's look really good, and at times they haven't played as well, but they are getting better each week.
And we're playing them down there.
And we
we got them.
All right, this is for Matt. Do want to thank Fence Brokers for sponsoring
thank
Matt
you,
Jones.
Chris.
Matt, if
and
if,
I really like our offense.
I do too.
Thing. Like I realize our defense is not good, but yeah. I don't think those other defenses are that great either that we're playing against.
Well, Ole Miss has
really
no.
I like our offense.
True, especially Ole Miss.
Ole Miss has no run defense whatsoever.
Can I tell you too? Being there in person, watching that Auburn, it was stunning to see how bad they were. I'm telling you. It reminded me of how people, when they would watch us on the Chad Morris years, thinking, man, what's happened to Arkansas? I was thinking, what has happened to Auburn? They really struggled.
It's weird
at
to see that stadium empty, too.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, it is. I mean, there was nobody there by, you know, by the middle of the fourth quarter. All right, I'm going to start with you, Matt, on this one. This is from a listener. If Rocket goes for 1,700 or 1,800 yards, which he's, I think he's at 1,040 right now, 1,040 yards, and we went out at 9-3, does Rocket get in the Heisman conversation at all?
Oh no, he's not in the Heisman conversation. You gotta do better than that. I mean, those McFadden teams were a lot. I mean, we're not winning out, first of all. But Rocket is a stud, man. I think, you know, KJ's the leader, but Rocket really is the thing that makes this go. And any quarterback could tell you, when you got a running back running like that, I mean, averaging 10 yards a carry and as bad as he's doing, I mean, as awesome as he's doing, it makes your job as a quarterback so much easier. And that's why KJ's able to shine so much, man, when you got Rocket running the rock like that.
You know, Bruce, he is. I mean, it's amazing. He's hard to bring down. I mean, he'll pause at the line of scrimmage and look for a spot. And he's wrapped up. He gets 4 or 5.
Yeah.
He's like unconventional or something. But, like, he's a little shifty. He's a little something different. Like, AJ Green and Dominion are kind of the same. And then Rocket's got a little bit of something different wiggle about him that's just, like, uncoachable.
And then,
is that, Matt? Is it like his patience, or because he doesn't? We talked about it yesterday. He doesn't look all that impressive when you watch and you look up and you go, "Oh, he's got 160 on the ground." You're like, "How did he do that?"
He's like watching Joe Johnson play basketball. You look up, he's got 24. You're like, "Man, what a
comparison!"
You're so smooth out there, yeah.
I'll say this. The other part that was fun about that game Saturday is, you know, we're talking to a quarterback who was one of the greatest of all time in running the ball. I tell you, when on number one on offense starts rolling down the field, boys, you better get ready to try to bring him down as that either that linebacker or corner or safety, whoever it was, came up and tried to tackle him.
He enjoys it.
Yeah.
How many quarterbacks really enjoy running over people? He enjoys running over people.
Matt, obviously you did that for 11 at Arkansas. Your thoughts of him as a running quarterback?
I'm a KJ Jefferson fan. I like the fact that he's not a heat seeker as much as he was the first couple games of the year. It's like, get down, so we don't need to take the extra hits. Man, he's fun to watch. He's athletic, and he seems like he's getting better each week, making the right reads, making the right plays. And I really like how he spreads the ball around, where last year we all knew where he was going to Burks, and this year, you know, Hazelwood's kind of the guy he's going to for your short yardage or your possession receiver. But he does a good job of keeping his eyes downfield. And as much as he is a heat seeker, when he is running around, he keeps his eyes downfield and wants to throw the ball, and that's what I love about him.
Yeah, the other thing that's impressive too, guys, is his touchdown to interception ratio. I mean, it's unbelievable how efficient he is. What was the stat, Roger?
He's really good at taking care of the football.
He is, man. Think about this. I mentioned the 8 road games he started, going back to that Missouri game is whatever year it was, his freshman year. He's thrown one interception in like 22 touchdowns or something. It's impressive. He doesn't make bad mistakes throwing the ball. I keep waiting to see those kind of turnovers, and they never happen. So, Matt, you got to think, you know, there were some criticisms of Kendall Briles, but, you know, the offense is 13th in the nation, total offense, number 6 in rushing.
Baz, I'll ask you this. So late in the second quarter, about the 3-minute, 4-minute mark, we had the ball down there, and we kind of let the clock run, and it's like you said, it's not about getting yards, it's about getting points, and we're putting up some yards. But we run the ball, and then we let the play clock run all the way down to 2 seconds and snap it, and then we throw it out the back of the end zone, so then there's no time left. And then we throw it again, and there's no time left. And then we kick the field goal and put them back on the field. Why not just run the ball? Okay, so if we got to kick the field goal, there's 120 seconds that just went left. We don't have to put our defense that's not very good back on the field with 1.5 minutes left when we know they're just going to throw it and something back can happen.
Yeah, I think, listen, there's definitely strategy there, is that you protect your defense.
Got
I mean,
to.
Yeah, I mean, Got that's, to. it's, it's, And you know, there's nothing more demoralizing than a team that just keeps, you know, breaking your back with the run. I do think you need to be balanced, and I think that's what this team has been. And so, I didn't like the one series where we threw three passes in a row down there. On the 9 or 10, it'd been nice to have one run. But the other thing too, I don't know if you heard, Matt, Dominique Johnson out for the rest of the year with a torn ACL. Hate it for that young man who worked, you know, during the offseason to get back. And I guess he's got, Roger mentioned, you know, obviously probably red shirt this year. I
mean, he was our best back.
I know
last year.
He was.
That's what haven't Sam had him all said. Year.
Yeah, he was he was outstanding. Yeah, he it's funny, we asked him during the press conference, some of the, Tom Murphy says, "Where's Dominique?" And Coach Pittman said, "Hey, I'll tell you when we get back next week." I don't think he wanted to bring it up. Matt, it is National Vinegar Day, National Cinnamon Day, National Brush Your Teeth Day. So I've got to ask about the Matt Jones daily when it comes to food. How much food do you cook? How much food do you eat out? How many meals?
Well, you know, Baz, since I got a job from 11 to 2 that every day, so I have a spinach salad with goat cheese, black pepper, garlic stuffed olives with extra virgin olive oil, and then this week I'm doing almond butter and jelly sandwiches on my wheat bread, and then I've been doing, you know, turkey and cheese sandwiches. So that's my lunch, and then in the afternoons for dinner, because I'm doing this intermittent fasting where I only eat 8 hours a day once you start your clock, and then you – it's like a lazy person's way to keep your body right.
Yeah,
you know, like
yeah.
Kind of start getting all your stuff going on. And then I love to eat Mexico, man. I'll go eat tacos any day of the week.
Wow. Sounds, Rod, sounds like he's pretty organized.
Right, sounds like Grandpa Jones on Hee Haw. He just gave us that whole
record. You know, I don't just wake up and look like this, Rod.
You got that right. Yeah, you could have fooled me, buddy. You could have fooled me.
What is it? Bruce, we always have to ask Matt this. So, Matt, what is the latest story in soccer? What is the big news in soccer this week?
Oh, so you got, what, 19 days to the World Cup, Baz. It's almost here. So Premier League, Champions League, all that stuff to kind of settle down. Then you're going to go to Qatar or Qatar, however you want to say it. And England plays India, Wales, and England. So we got two teams. Wales has a guy named Gareth Bale that we've never had anybody as close. Like, he'd be America's best player ever. And so he's with Wales. And then England has everybody on their team's better than us. So we'll be all right. Soccer's a little different sport. We'll have a chance, but it'll be tough to make that group play this year.
That sounds that is incredible.
The soccer report brought to you by Fitzpro. I love it.
I love how Matt goes. Well, obviously, as you guys know, we know nothing.
Hey, Matt, what did you think of the Ole Miss LSU women's soccer fight that happened?
I didn't see that.
Did you see that?
I didn't see that. I saw that the Razorbacks had the 4 seed going into the tournament. I didn't see what happened there.
Yeah, check it out. There's LSU and Ole Miss soccer, ladies soccer, and Ole Miss is still in the trying to steal the ball. LSU player didn't like it, and then they get the cat fighting, a lot of hair pulling, and all kinds of stuff going on. So, get to looking at that and tell me what you think next week.
Wow, I had no idea about
all
that.
Right.
Listen, Matt's not
the movie, Roger. You told me to watch The Exorcist. I went and watched Revolutionary Road. You should check that out.
That's never
Revolutionary
heard.
Road. What's that about, Matt?
It's about feminism in the 50s with Leo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet.
Look at Matt.
That's
Matt
a horror film?
Okay. It's scary. I'm just saying, I'm giving you a joke. It's once you watch it, you're like, yeah, that is scary.
I got you. No. I'm fine. No, listen, he's got jokes.
Look at you.
Well, he's eating right. His brain power is all over the place. Listen, Matt, and once again, you're not the only one on this show that looks at soccer. Huh? How about that?
All right, Matt. Great to talk to you, brother.
Thanks, Bob.
Hey, thanks, fellas. Y'all have a good one.
You too, Bob. Love you. Matt thanks. Jones. Have he a is one, a Razorback well, great.
What a good dude.
Yeah, thank God soccer was not popular when he was coming up. we would not have had the great Matt Jones
in
Razorback football.
I know. You know, Bruce, you know, every quarterback's personality is different. I'm sure with all the guys you played with, and Matt's personality is so unique that he was laid back. He just, you know, but then he all he has to do is, you know, turn that switch on and he became Superman. you know.
Yeah, he's sort of nonchalant like a Kenny Stabler was.
Yeah,
mean, you know, Stabler was...
Same kind of deal, yeah.
I mean, you know, he didn't really...
As opposed to Bill Montgomery.
He's one of the most unique players in Razorback.
Yeah, I think so. And yeah. I was going to give the example. Bill Montgomery was probably just the opposite of...
Phil General.
Yeah, just more uptight, serious.
I mean, look, he'd get after an offensive lineman in a heartbeat for missing a block. I mean, he was in charge of the huddle. I mean, he was old.
But isn't that amazing how everybody's a little different in that way?
Yeah. You know, he reminds me a lot of our obviously this was high school, 2A high school. It was totally way lower competition than what Matt played. But, like, he reminds me of our five-man in high school in basketball. Just nothing mattered. It was, you know, I was the one out there firing everybody up. And let's go. And he would just look at me like I was an idiot and go, all right.